Hello. Sorry about that. There was a lot of dead air there, but I guess it was a miscommunication between the show before us and now. Actually the CD wasn't turned on. So, all right then. Sorry about that. You're listening to Le Barum for the Latter Day, and this is Colleen and Anna.
Hello.
And tend to start a little bit late every week. Hopefully we can fix that for you. But anyhow, today we're going to talk about obedience and also Chevalier.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
The music is exciting. So, yeah. Colleen, how was your spring break?
Oh, all right. How was yours?
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, actually, I don't get a spring break, so I just work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Dude, that guy's a punk. Southwest. Yeah, he is.
That guy before us, like, made there be dead air for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not usually a cool thing.
No.
Nope. So if you just recently heard, like, 5 minutes of dead air, hopefully I'm glad to be back with you. Yeah, hopefully you tuned back in, because, yeah, that's pretty lame. But
oh, well.
Not like I'm going to judge, because I'm a good Mormon girl. But it's pretty cool, because our topic today, obedience, there's someone calling.
Ooh.
Could you get that for us, Kim?
Yes, I will.
Just tell them they have the wrong number and hang up.
Yeah, over there.
Oh.
Awesome.
Our friend.
So, on obedience, when Jesus is on the earth, I'm sure if y'all are familiar with the Bible, y'all are familiar with this. A lawyer asked him a question, and this is found in Matthew chapter 22. And he says, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And from these scriptures, we basically can glean how important it is for us to love the Lord and our neighbors, but how exactly can we show the love that we have for the Lord and Jesus Christ? It's kind of hard. Because you're like, well, I'm doing good things, but I don't really know how to show that love. But Jesus answered this question in John chapter 14. And he said that he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. So essentially, the way that we can show God that we love him and live our lives to the fullest is by keeping the commandments that we have.
Yes. One thing that I always, think upon in a inspiring manner is the fact that we are commanded to obey. We have these commandments, and you know, by following them, we ultimately will reach our goal of returning back and all that fun stuff. But then, no one's perfect. So, I mean, obviously we can't keep the goals all the time.
Right.
But that's where obedience and mercy and love come in.
Come together.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing. Well, I'm to tell you the truth, guys. I'm a little bit out of sorts. So let's go to a song.
Yeah.
Let us gather our thoughts and we'll come back to you, eh?
Yeah. Like we said earlier, our musical song guest artist.
Did we say that earlier?
Wow.
We didn't say that earlier, actually.
We said Chevalier.
Oh.
So.
Oh, I guess that does
count. This guy's from Las Vegas. His name is John Chevalier. Now, he actually is not a member, but everybody else is, pretty much, that plays for him, including Kimberly's brother, who happens to be in the studio with us right now. Kim, actually not her brother, but hopefully her brother or someone from the band will be calling in. So that'll be fun, and we'll probably have that coming up. But the first song we're going to play is called Forget Nothing.
Cool. Sweet.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
go crazy. You're so in touch. I'm so in love. Take it off, shake, shake it slowly. You made all those boys go crazy. You knew you would. And now I'm gone for good. Take me for granted. Take my respect. Respect my wishes. Give me distance, baby. That's all I ask. Live in the moment. Forget the past. Cause I'm leaving it alone. And I hope it lasts.
Cool.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I love that song.
It's a great song.
I was listening to it.
It's a great song.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Are you there?
Jake?
Jacob. Hello?
Buckley?
Can you hear him?
I can't hear anything, actually. This is fun.
Hey, bro, can you hear him?
Jake, are you there? It's a little staticky. Maybe his phone cut off. We can start playing Jeopardy. Yeah, oh, hey, hey.
Sweet.
Yay.
Hi.
How are you, Jake? Can you hear me?
Is he not patched through?
Hey,
Jake.
I don't know.
Can you hear us? Awesome.
No, now? I don't. Can you hear me? Jacob? Jake?
Awesome.
Jake? Check
I can
one, two.
Like I'm Jake, I guess.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey.
Hello,
hey.
Hello.
Okay, there we are.
There we go.
Sweet.
We are in.
Sweet.
Ah, awesome. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
No problem, no problem.
I think your sister wants to say hi, Kim.
Hello, brother.
Hi, how you doing, sis?
He says, how you doing?
Ah, I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
Good.
Doing good.
Good. I forgot that you guys can't hear him, so I'm the only one with headphones.
Yeah. Doing good, man. Doing good.
All right, we'll keep it going, sister.
We will keep it going. Question number one. So, Kim was telling me that you guys actually produce some stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that that came first as opposed to playing for John. So how did that come about?
It mainly came about, Jonathan, my buddy, he went to recording school in Florida called Full Sail, and basically moved out here to Las Vegas to work for a recording studio, and did that for a while. I was actually living in St. George, Utah at the time, going to school. But he was down here just kind of doing recording of local and whatnot. And I would come down, like, on weekends and help him out with mixing and just kind of working with, like, local bands and everything. So
cool.
Kind of how it started. So.
Do you like your job?
I do, yeah. I'd love to be able to do it full-time instead of having to work my other job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's great.
I know Colleen wants to be a little bit of a producer, if that was the plan.
A lot of bit.
yeah, we all love music in here. Let me see. So you guys met up with John. How are things going with that? Like, do you guys have any cool stuff coming up, projects, CDs? How's that going?
Basically, we're right at the tail end of finishing our album. We're just waiting on a few things to come in. Me and Jonathan do all of the mixing and editing, and so we're just kind of, we're waiting on a couple of things that we'd ordered for his computer so that we can edit all the tracks that we need to and whatnot. So that's it. I mean, it's within weeks of being finished, and so that's kind of where we're sitting at right now.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so we're really excited. It's been a long time coming. It's been a lot overdue. We were hoping to have it done by, like, December, but we just...
As long as it gets done, man, that's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Kim was telling me something about being on TV. Is that just a Vegas thing, or what is
that? Yeah, it's UNLV, the college here. They have, like, their TV production program, whatnot. But they do a show called Band in Las Vegas, where it's like every Saturday, I believe, where they highlight a local artist.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recorded their latest show, and it's like a half-hour show. We played three live songs and then just did, like, a short interview, but it'll be on, I think they said it, like, sometime in May, like, once they're done editing all the shows together and stuff, so.
That's awesome. You're going to have to record it and send a tape to Kim.
Yeah, definitely. They're supposed to send us a DVD copy of it before it airs, so we're definitely planning on copying that and getting that out. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, to kind of wrap things up real quick, our topic today is on obedience. And I know we always ask this question to, I guess, the musical people who we've talked to. How hard do you find it is to actually be obedient in that kind of industry? Is there a lot of pressure one way or the other, or how do you cope with that?
Especially in Las Vegas.
Yeah, especially in Sin City.
Well, I think the main thing is just with me and Jonathan, we were actually mission companions. We served in the Texas-Houston mission, so we spent
Texas.
A couple years in Texas. So, so we've been friends for a long time, and he's already married and has a kid and everything, and so he tends to be like the strong one, and it helps me to kind of keep going and doing that. But I mean, people are fairly respectful. There's actually quite a few LDS members that live here in Las Vegas, and so like John, our lead singer, who isn't a member of the church, has lived around members of the church and has a lot of respect for his friends that are.
He knows how we
church.
Roll. That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, as far as, like, temptation and obedience goes, it's tough for everybody, regardless of what situation you're in, I think.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, for sure.
And I know your mom's listening, too. I talked to your mom in the car on the way over here.
Yeah, she's listening, Jacob.
Hello, Sister Dallas. Daddy Dallas. I called him Daddy earlier. It's fun. Yeah, thanks again, and
no problem.
A good night.
Thank you so much, dude. You're the best.
For sure. No, thanks for letting us call in and highlighting us on your show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. We're actually going to play probably Satellites, a little bit of it, right after we hang up with you. So,
right.
Thanks.
Hey,
have a good night.
Sure. Yeah, later.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Best guy ever.
Thank you for calling, Mr. Jacob Dallas.
Yeah, so let's play a little bit of Satellites. Maybe not all of it.
We can play the whole thing.
Okay.
We're good.
We're good. I didn't know.
I wanted to have enough time to play it, so that's why we had to let old Jakey Poo go. All right, so here it is, Chevalier with Satellites.
I'm so tired of dreams wasting away. Your lipstick starts to fade, but the battle scars and wounded hearts fought for all, but eventually fall. Our dreams collide, just like satellites, blinded by darkness of the night, we collide. You blinded my eyes with sparkles that leave the sun and could hide. It's all a lie, it's all a lie, to say we never fall apart. It's all a lie, to say you never broke my heart. And now I'm here and I'm resolved in my ways. And now you're gone and I have nothing to say. Just like satellites, blinded by the darkness of the night, we collide. You blinded my eyes with sparkles that only the sun could hide. It's all a lie. Just like satellites, blinded by the darkness of the night, we collide. You blinded my eyes with
Welcome back.
We're back. I just stuffed some apples down my throat, so...
Good timing.
Sorry. I didn't realize the song was ending, and then I'm like, apples. Yeah.
It's good stuff. I forgot to mention their website, and as always, you can check them out on MySpace. And it is myspace.com/John Chevalier. Now, let me spell that for you, because I know that he kind of gets a lot of different pronunciation, so I got to do him justice. C-H-E-V-A-L-L-I-E-R. Chevalier.
It's a Chevalier. Pretty
name. It's good stuff.
It looks like Chevalier.
Yeah.
Sort of. Shovel of a ding dong. Yeah, cool. Well, back to our topic. Like, I was thinking about just obedience in general, and it occurred to me that a lot of people have an easy enough time, like, obeying the big things. Like, mm-hmm. No sex, no alcohol, no, you know, like, the big things.
Thou shalt not kill.
Right. Yeah, I guess alcohol wouldn't be in the big things, as, like, with sex and kill. But a lot of people kind of ignore the, like, keeping the Sabbath day holy,
mm-hmm.
staying out of non-holy places,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which, you know, those are just as important. And that's one way that we can... show that we love the Lord is by doing the things that maybe we find annoying, but that are extremely important because they're still commandments and there's not really, mm-hmm. you know, a commandment is a commandment.
And the Lord, you know, has said in the scriptures that sacrifice goes along with obedience, but it's not left unrewarded. You know, like right. We're not doing this stuff just to, you know, stand out or... have our friends make fun of us or anything like that. Like, we're not doing this just because, you know, we don't want to. Like, we believe that there's blessings that come from doing that and mm-hmm. reward, you know, in the end. And, there's a reason behind everything.
Word. Yeah. Mainly that reason is because the Lord knows what is going to make us happy. And if you think of all the small things that we're asked to obey... they're, you know, they're the predecessors of bigger things. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, not going somewhere where the spirit can't reside. I know that that's my biggest commandment that I break all the time because of my interests, unfortunately. And I've been working on it, you know? You know, sometimes I don't go to certain shows because it's gonna be skeezy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my choice and... I don't necessarily think everyone has to make that choice, but that's the choice for me. And the reason I say that is because, one, when I'm at those skeezy places, I meet skeezy boys.
Yeah.
Two, when I'm at those skeezy places, there's skeezy things to drink, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, all these things that may seem small are just the, you know, tip of the iceberg for all the things that can contaminate our lives.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're going to play a little PSA for you. And then we're going to have a giveaway, so stay tuned, and Kim, Anna, and I will talk to you for a little bit more, and then we'll let you go. So here's a message from Ventana del Sol. Just a second. And keep seconding. All right. Here we go,
Ventana. It's coming. Monster Movie Mondays at Ventana del Sol. Come watch the battles of the century. Godzilla versus Mothra, Dr. Jekyll versus Mr. Hyde, and King Kong versus New York City. Our Monster Movie Mondays are just one of the many free events held here at Ventana del Sol, Cultural Cafe and Coffee House. While you enjoy a wide array of specialty coffee drinks, pastries, gourmet sandwiches, soups, salads, and wraps, 100% of your dollars going toward community building activities and events. Ventana del Sol, more than just a coffee house. We are located at 1834 East Oltorf, just east of I-35. For more information, please check out our website at Ventana del Sol, that's SOUL.org, or call us at 707-7447.
All right, cool. So, that's pretty exciting. I actually intern at Ventana del Sol, and it's a really, 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 really cool place, and you can get really super good food, and it's a super good environment. So, if you want to stay cool and pure, you can go there. But yeah. So Kim is actually going to, that's my cell phone, sorry guys, Kim is going to announce to you our awesome giveaway.
All right, guys, our giveaway is for Anti-Flag,
Whoop.
The Casualties, The Unseen, and Smoker Fire, and TVA. Those are like, I love Anti-Flag and The Casualties, those are, and The Unseen. But those are some pretty rad bands.
Punk
guys.
Rock, man.
Heck yeah, what call in, it? Call in, man.
Anarchy forever.
What day is it?
It is on Wednesday, March the 29th. And then the show starts at 8:30 p.m., everybody. So
where
in.
Is it at?
Oh.
Emo's.
It's at Emo's. Where else?
Yeah. All of our shows are at Emo's.
Great yeah. venue. I love Emo's.
Cool. We got like the hookup at Emo's?
Heck yeah, yeah, we do. Awesome. KBRX rocks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when has been a time, Kim and Anna, here's my question for you. When has been a time that you didn't want to obey because it was obnoxious, but you did anyway, and then you saw the blessings of that?
I think mine would also have to be shows, somewhat. Mm-hmm. I had tickets to go see MXPX, which is a Christian punk band, but still, with a certain couple of people that I shouldn't have been hanging around with at that time when I was in my youth. And my parents and I had talked about it, and I kind of didn't have a good feeling about it, but I was so annoyed. It was like $20 tickets, and it was like my favorite band, my gateway punk band. And I just thought about it more, and, you know, it was so obnoxious, but I knew that I had to give it up. I just had to give the tickets away. And it wasn't a bad show, but, yeah. You know.
You just didn't have a good feeling.
I just didn't have a good feeling, man. And, you know, it was my first step to, you know, doing the little things better again.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good to have good influences around me. Like my dad. Hi, Dad.
Aw, Daddy Dallas.
Daddy Dallas.
I don't know you, but your daughter's pretty cool.
He's a rad father, man. No, I think it is those little things, you know, those things that don't seem so big.
I know.
They don't seem so bad.
Yeah, I know mine is keeping the Sabbath day holy because I work every day of the week. So Sundays, I'm always like, I've got to do this and this and this. And it's like, wait, you know. Sunday is not your day.
No, it's not.
It's a day to slow down.
It's a day to, you know, take a break from everything you've been doing during the week. So I would say that's my...
Exactly.
That's the hardest one sometimes.
I think mine is... problem that I have the most with obedience is following the Spirit. Because I always feel the Spirit for certain things, but then I'm like, man, that's embarrassing. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll feel the Spirit to, like, call somebody or I'll feel the Spirit to, like, do a certain thing or, like, move a certain thing or go a certain place. And I'm like, man, that's embarrassing or, like, that's obnoxious or I don't have time. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. But I'm working on it. We're all working on it.
Yeah.
So,
right. Like I said earlier, no one's perfect.
Exactly.
That's why you, like, get that feeling again and again. And you're like, I'll listen.
Yeah. Fine. But, yeah, so thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to hand it off to our pals. The next show.
Yeah, she plays some cool music.
Yeah, she does play good music. So we're off, and we love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say, what up, Mormons?
What up, Mormons?
I forgot to say that.
We can say, peace out, Mormons.
Peace out, Mormons.